You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has recorded another 238 new COVID-19 cases and the death of a woman aged in her 90s, taking the state's death toll to 27 fatalities and the national toll to 111. There are 1,931 active cases across the state, with 105 people in hospital. 27 people are in intensive care, with 16 of those aged over 60, while the youngest ICU patient is a man in his 30s. Premier Daniel Andrews says the situation is serious in Victoria, with the number of cases in hospital concerning.
We haven't got these stay-at-home restrictions in place for any other reason than they are the best medical advice to try and bring some stability and then a sense of control to this global pandemic as it presents here in our state.
The Crossroads Hotel virus cluster in New South Wales has grown to 34 as contact traces reveal the source of the outbreak is well known to them. 10 new cases have been linked to the hotel, including customers, their close contacts and two people at a gym, which was visited by an infected staff member. Authorities are urging anyone who attended Casula's Planet Fitness gym between the 4th and 10th of July to self-isolate and come forward for testing. New South Wales Health contact tracer Jenny Mutso says a man who travelled from Melbourne to Sydney at the end of June is the likely source.
We've actually learned that the most likely link, supported by epidemiology, is that a man from Melbourne came into a workplace in Sydney, and then there was some transmission within that workplace, and then they all went to a party that night of the 3rd of July at the Crossroads Hotel. So this is where it all began.
And the Northern Territory is keeping its border restrictions in place for people coming from Sydney amid concerns about the southwest Sydney cluster. Similar arrangements are also in place for anyone travelling from Victoria, with anyone arriving from those regions to face 14 days of quarantine at their own expense. Chief Minister Michael Gunner says the move follows a meeting of the Security and Emergency Management Committee.
To open our borders to Sydney right now, when we don't know the full extent of this cluster, would be a roll of the dice. And I don't gamble with the lives of Territorians. We don't know how far the outbreak has travelled yet. We don't know how this will end. So we are keeping our borders closed to Sydney until we do know.
Scott Morrison has warned attempting to eliminate the coronavirus would destroy the Australian economy. The Prime Minister is instead persevering with a suppression strategy. He told Triple M Radio the strategy relies on the strength of state and territory health systems and their ability to track and trace coronavirus cases, along with adherence to social distancing rules.
We've got to get the right balance of fighting the economic battle as fighting the health battle at exactly the same time. And we've been doing that. And it is good news that most people who contract this, the overwhelming majority of those figures are basically right. But that doesn't mean you can take your foot off the pedal. You've got to keep the tension in the cord when it comes to constricting how the virus moves.
The federal government will provide further support to New South Wales and Victoria to help stem their outbreaks. Additional military support will be given to Victoria in the form of a logistics team, while 500,000 face masks will be distributed to Western Sydney aged care homes. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says it's heartening to see the outbreak in New South Wales is confined to the Crossroads Hotel cluster. Although new cases are stable in Victoria, Mr. Hunt says the situation is deeply concerning.
We are in, as Victorians, we are in, as Melburnians, the great fight of our lives. But people are rising to the occasion. They are distancing. They are being tested in record numbers. They are cooperating with the tracing program, and I want to thank them and thank our extraordinary medical professionals.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.